From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Watching at home, thank you for joining us after the CMA Awards. Tonight is the biggest night in country music. They're saying it could take days, maybe even weeks, to figure out who won tonight. Votes in some of the major categories still being tallied, could come down to a runoff between Carrie Underwood and Morgan Wallen, so we'll keep an eye on that. Yesterday, of course, was a very important day in American history. It was Tara Reid's 47th birthday. It was also Election Day. I feel like everyone's exhausted. This is the first election where people don't even have the energy to threaten to move to Canada. We just want to go to sleep. Democrats were riding high today, even though they probably lost the House, could still lose the Senate. It's like, great news, we didn't get beaten as badly as everyone expected us to. Whatever happens, it was less a red wave than more of a purple nurple. America twisted Donald Trump's chubby little nipples into a balloon animal last night. Many in MAGA land were expecting a big victory. At the beginning of the day, there was a lot of this on Twitter. Yes, we are coming for you, Democrats. We're going to impeach that demented, alleged kid effer potato head 5 times, lock up Hunter and Dr. Fauci, kick Nancy to the curb, and go mega MAGA on your asses. And then 2 hours later, over it, going to bed. Manic episode concluded, I guess. And the truth is, we still don't really know where we stand. We're still waiting for results in a couple of key states, including Arizona and Nevada. We might not have the results from Nevada until the weekend, which this is crazy. Nevada, this is a state. You got slot machines, you got poker machines, you got Keno, you got big. You have going to a sports book, they're tallying up the odds for every game, every horse race, every highlight match in the world. All of those scores and odds somehow appear on a giant video board in real time, and it takes them 5 days to count a pile of cardboard. People are thrown out of casinos for counting cards. Now they have nobody left to count them. So we don't know about Nevada, but what we do know is that it looks like Lauren Boebert of Colorado may be out on her ass. There she is. She's like 70 votes behind with 95% of the votes reported. I wonder what she'll do if that holds up. My guess is either Fox News correspondent, bathroom attendant at a Cracker Barrel, or mannequin at a local Bass Pro Shop. But down in Georgia, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are headed to a runoff. Runoff is also what Herschel does when one of his kids shows up with a DNA kit. It means they do it again, I guess, again. The very close race, 49.2 to 48.7%. To win, without a runoff, you have to get to 50 in Georgia. Imagine being the staffer who had to explain that one to Herschel Walker. You got 48%, which is less than 50%. Who? But Republicans are disappointed. Herschel Walker couldn't seal the deal. They thought they had this thing all knocked up, but instead, but despite the fact that he didn't get more votes than his opponent, Herschel remained unfazed and unintelligible.
I'm like Ricky Bobby. I don't come to lose. Just hanging in a little bit longer, because something good, it takes a while for it to get better.
That's right. Something good, it takes a while for it to get better. So true. And it only got weirder from there.
He put this negative kid in his room, nothing but brand new toys. But he put this positive kid in his room, nothing but horse manure. And after an hour or so, he looked in on this negative kid and he was complaining, I don't want this, I want that. But he looks in on the kid that's in the room with the horse manure, he got a shovel. He's shoving his horse manure over his shoulder, he's laughing and singing and having a good time. Little boy says, you know, Dad, as much horse manure as there is in this room, there must be a pony at the bottom of it. And the reason I'm telling you that right now, guys, we got a pony at the end of this right here. I can tell you this right now.
That's right. There's a pony at the end of every room full of manure. You know the old saying. What does he do? This is like a riddle a troll makes you solve in order to cross the bridge. The runoff will happen on December 6th. It could very well determine which party takes the Senate, but more importantly, we get another month of Herschel Walker on the campaign trail, which is clearly a gift from comedy god, right? I mean, at the governor level, Democrats had their best midterm since 1986. Several incumbents held onto their seats, including a dynamo in Wisconsin named Tony Evers.
I'm incredibly proud to be the 46th governor of the state of Wisconsin. And I'm jazzed as hell to tell you that on January 3rd, 2023, I will still be the 46th governor. Holy mackerel, folks, how about that?
Holy mackerel, folks. He's got the wristband on. He's... Yeah, the skim milk is really starting to kick in. He is jazzed as hell.
You know what, Wisconsin? As it turns out, boring wins.
Boring wins. And then, sadly, they gave him a wedgie and took his lunch money. But congratulations to Tony. One of the biggest wins for Democrats was in Pennsylvania, where John Fetterman beat Dr. Oz. And you have to love the fact that the slick TV doctor got lost to a guy who dresses like Bill Belichick on game days. This is not his... It's the acceptance speech. But on the bright side, Dr. Oz now can go back to doing what he does best, which is analyzing the shape and color of our stool. Oprah right now is sitting at home cackling like a Game of Thrones villain. Tell Mehmet I want him to know it was me. Dr. Oz, you know, he was expected to win, and if you saw him on Fox and Friends on yesterday, on the morning of the election, the excitement for his campaign, it was irresistible.
Dr. Oz, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is actually our home diner. I live about 10 minutes from here, so it's very convenient.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of enthusiasm behind me. I finally got him to sit down so we could get our interview
in. Yeah, it's like Beatlemania. People are going crazy. It's... I don't... Can you hear me over the roar of the seniors eating scrambled eggs, Steve? Dr. Oz lost his TV show and an election in the same... That hasn't happened since Magic Johnson ran for comptroller back in 1998. And he may have a hard time getting back into Mar-a-Lago. Trump is said to be livid after Dr. Oz lost. He was reportedly screaming at everyone when the numbers came in. He was really mad. They say the last time Trump was this disappointed was when Eric was born. So, and according to Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, she tweeted, Trump is indeed furious this morning, particularly about Mehmet Oz, and is blaming everyone who advised him to back Oz, including his wife, describing it as not her best decision. Right? Might even be her second worst decision, you know? Trump is so angry at Melania, they're no longer sleeping in separate beds. Well, they had a victory party planned at Mar-a-Lago and everything. It was uncomfortable. Three doors down was like, we're still getting paid, right? But the prevailing wisdom among Democrats and Republicans is that the Republicans might have done better without Trump, and you know this is going to get under his pumpkin spice skin.
What I can tell you is the biggest loser tonight is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump was the big loser.
This man is a loser.
He's the biggest loser in American politics.
The big losers are going to be Donald Trump.
Trump is not a national winner.
This is a resounding loss for him.
Well, not only is Donald Trump the loser, we already heard John Carl say that Donald Trump was the biggest loser of the night. Do you agree?
Oh, there's no question.
Trump was the biggest loser last night. I know he hates hearing that.
Biggest loser tonight. That's on Fox News Digital talking about that. Yeah.
Donald Trump is the biggest loser.
Must-see TV is back. I don't know, that's not fair. His candidates just did just as well as Trump Airlines, Trump Steaks, Trump University. And would a loser today post something like this? Now that the election in Florida is over and everything went quite well, shouldn't it be said that in 2020, I got 1.1 million more votes in Florida than Ron D got this year? 5.7 million or 4.6 million? Just asking. Oh, man. Those two are going to devour each other. It's so pathetic. Trump is becoming the GOP version of the guy who graduated high school 2 years ago but still hanging around the football games trying to pick up girls in his Toyota Corolla. I got an overdose of cable news last night. I went to bed having dreams about Steve Kornacki trapping John King in his magic wall. A lot of coverage, plenty of solid coverage yesterday, but the best of the night, as far as I'm concerned, the gold standard for election results shows came from Recount Chocula himself, Rudy Giuliani.
For Republicans to get to 51, they have to win Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin, and Arizona. Three of the four. Three of these four.
That's right.
Looks like they're going to win one of them, Wisconsin.
We can't see the whiteboard, Rudy. We're having, you've got to see what happens when you let your cat run the camera. Poor Rudy's living in the attic now. This is one of the things we learned last night is that most Americans believe women should have control of their bodies, which is remarkable. Voters supported abortion rights in all the states. It was on the ballot. And this was interesting. Five states voted on whether or not slavery should be banned. Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont voted to ban it. Oregon still counting votes. And Louisiana voted to keep it around for a while, for real. Slavery is a legal form of punishment for criminals in Louisiana. Remind me not to illegally cross the street. Remind me not to go there. Pretty nuts that this was on the ballot, like, along with legalizing vape juice, but it was. And the local Fox affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, posted a tweet. I don't know, to inform or celebrate, I'm not sure, but it said, "You decide, slavery banned." Congratulations. Welcome to the 1870s, everyone. Recreational cannabis was also on the ballot in a bunch of states. Maryland and Missouri voted to legalize pot for adults over 21 years old, whereas voters in Arkansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota said no, which is what you'd think with a name like Dakota, they'd be more chill, right? I mean, but legalized marijuana, it's a long time coming in Maryland, particularly since their state flag looks like it was designed by the guys from Cypress Hill. Now that the midterms are mostly over, the focus is naturally going to shift to who'll run in 2024. You got Biden, who said today he'll decide early next year what he's going to do. Trump is definitely running. DeSantis, possibly Gavin Newsom, maybe even a wild card candidate. Maybe even someone who recently has divested himself of his business conflicts, someone whose name has been on the ballot before, and someone who just entered the world of board games to burnish his financial credentials.
From the makers of Monopoly, the game of shrewd financial decisions, comes the opposite of that. Monopoly! The game where you start as a billionaire rapper shoemaker and see how much of it you can lose.
I get the MAGA hat. I call the easy. I'll be the White Lives Matter shirt.
Make your way around the board while trying to end as many business relationships as possible.
I lost Adidas.
That'll cost you $600 million.
Try not to land on Tweet Street.
I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
Lose 100 million.
It's something crazy every time.
Get escorted out of Skechers headquarters? Yes.
And watch out for the yay say cards.
Claim you were misdiagnosed by a Jewish doctor.
Imply Diddy is being controlled by Israel.
Do I have to say this?
Yes.
Yay say Hitler was pretty great.
Praise Hitler and go straight to Cancel Corner. Play until you're the brokest gold digger of all.
Yay say bagels are the devil's butthole. Did he really say that?
Not yet, but he will. Monopoly Yay from the makers of Nazi.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.